essential oils don't meet these standards. So ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure, therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure, therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning our guest hopefully will be Jeanette Schnall from Chile. Jeanette, are you on the line yet? Well, I guess he's not. So Jeanette basically is an American who's moved to Chile. She just feels more comfortable there. She recognizes the fact that we're going to have very real problems here, and I have very little question that we will. I and my family actually had moved to South Africa in the 1970s, recognizing what lay ahead, and of course we came home 3 years later and never regretted coming home. We enjoy living in America. We're Americans, and the battle for the survival of Western civilization is here in the United States. So my wife and I decided we were going to stay. Now, we know there are going to be difficult times. We've made as best preparations we can for it, but I don't fault people who want to move to another country, and Chile is a very nice country. Jeanette actually sells real estate there, and we'll, if we don't have her this morning, why, we'll have her some other time telling you about Chile, a very nice area she lives, and basically there are people from other countries who've gone to Chile because it is probably the most stable country in South America. They had their time with the communist dictator under Allende and Sidney Lee, but today they have a good productive society. Certainly food and other local things are much cheaper than they are here. And so hopefully we'll get Jeanette Schnall on the line. And if not, why, we'll just do open lines for this half hour. And if you'd like to call in, of course, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We'd be glad to talk about what you'd like to talk about. But we're entering a very difficult time. People who manipulate things behind the scenes have started a world revolutionary movement. Whether it will catch hold and continue as it has in this last few weeks, I just don't know. Who then is behind the demonstrations you're seeing in New York, in Washington, D.C., all across America, all across Europe, and you'll see them in South America as well. Why, this, of course, is the New Age movement, a worldwide occult movement. It's the X Factor, which you really can't understand. I mean, why is so many of the things, unexplainable things going on? Why do we have, certainly, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 300,000 Afghan troops who we are paying in Afghanistan today, fighting al-Qaeda, the vicious al-Qaeda. What, of course, there's only 50 of them there, and if you doubt that, you can get the transcript for the Sunday 60-minute program, and I know where he's talking to the four-star Marine general who's in charge of the American troops in Afghanistan, and he says, you know, we have 50 American troops here, and you've got all these, by the way, you've got 50 Al-Qaeda troops, and you've got all these Americans, and well, we must be fighting the Taliban. How many Taliban? We have 10,000, and the American general says, well, no, much less than that. Well, how much less? Well, much less than that. And Scott Pelley says a couple of thousand. Well, yeah, maybe even less than that. But obviously, there's hardly any Taliban, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 Taliban troops and 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And we've got 550,000 people over there. We are primarily paying, because we pay 50 to 70% of the cost of the NATO troops. We pay the cost of the contractors. We pay our own troops. We put out, you know, a couple of $1 billion a week just to keep our forces over there. We've already put out probably over $1 trillion. $1 trillion. On an incident that didn't happen the way we've been told, because of course the Al-Qaeda did not bring down those buildings. Those were controlled demolition, and certainly all you need to get to do is get to the background of it. Watch Building 7 come down. And if you watch Building 7 come down on September 11th, well, you'll notice, and you can watch it on my website, you can get the DVDs from Richard Gage, or most of them will show you Building 7 coming down at 5:20 in the evening, and you'll see the center of the roof collapses first. Why would the center of the roof collapse first? That's what you do with a controlled demolition. You take out the center structure of the building so the walls fall in, and then they're easy to clean up. And then you take out the base of the building. And that's exactly what they did with Building 7. In fact, there was a gentleman in the building that morning, he actually talks about, and you can see it up on YouTube, what's his name? I keep wanting to call him Barry Jennings. You'll have to look it up, but he was in the building that morning. And the YouTube interviews are up there on the internet. And you could actually, he will tell you, he was in the building, and there were all sorts of explosions in the building in the morning. He was terminated 2 days before the report came out. In other words, he died under very mysterious circumstances 2 days before the final report came out on Building 7's destruction, and that was in 2009 or 2010. Because, of course, why were there explosions in the morning when the building didn't come down until certainly 5:20 in the afternoon? He and a friend, or another gentleman from civil defense team, he was part of the civil defense team, and they were told to leave the building after they'd gone there, and they were coming down the stairway, and the whole stairwell exploded beneath them. This was about 10:30 in the morning. They were fortunate he grabbed onto something, otherwise he was plunged to his death. The whole stairway was blown up at early in the morning. There were explosions going off in the building all day long, and they finally simply brought it down at 5:20. Now, why were the explosives in the building? Well, many people think that the plane that went down to Shanksville was supposed to hit the building. It didn't, but under any circumstances, why? There's no question that is a controlled demolition. And if they lied to us about what happened there, they lied about the Twin Towers, and they murdered the occupants. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the opportunity to meet with survival and emergency preparedness expert Bob Ferris and terrorism detection and prevention trainer Bill Tolbert this Saturday, October the 22nd, for a free security disaster shelters open house and tour from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at 230 Warren Avenue in Silverthorne, Colorado. It is becoming an undeniable fact that our homes may offer little or no protection during a disaster. We all need to consider definite ways to increase the survivability of our families. Find out what a truly well-equipped prepper needs to know, what a well-designed, custom-built, deployable disaster shelter can do, and get in in-depth training for emergency preparedness from a local lead disaster preparedness expert and former Air Force officer and medic. This is your opportunity to meet experts in the field of preparedness and how to more readily survive the transition time period needed after a disaster. That's this Saturday, October the 22nd, for a free Security Disaster Shelters open house and tour from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at 230 Warren Avenue in Silverthorne. Call 970-468-2125. That's 970-468-2125 for more information. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
It's going to be open lines this morning, so this is Talk Radio. We need someone to talk to, so if you have a question or comment, our number, of course, is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But we were simply talking about what had happened on September 11th of 2001. The buildings were brought down by controlled demolition. Who did it? I don't know. How did they do it? I don't know. I do know that certainly Neil Bush, the president's brother, was part of the team that was in charge of security for the buildings. We do know that the Twin Towers. We do know that they closed the Twin Towers down a number of times for 24, 48 hours in the weeks leading up to the September 11th attack. But we do know, of course, that if you watch the Twin Towers come down, and we're told, oh, it was a pancake, it was the pressure from above that drove the collapse. But if you watch it very carefully, there's still films that show, I believe it was the South Tower. And the South Tower, the top of the building, is tilting about 22 degrees. The still films of this, and there you still get them on the internet. And then suddenly, and of course, the top of the building tilting 22 degrees, it's falling off. And then suddenly, the top of the building disappears. It simply vaporizes within a matter of a second or two. You don't do that. I mean, the buildings fell at the speed of sound. The speed of gravity. And this was obviously a controlled demolition. If you watch carefully, you can see the explosions at the lower levels as the structures that hold the building are taken out, and each level collapses on its own. Actually, there were firemen on the third floor, and they were going down the stairwell, and basically, for some reason, they felt there was someone on one of those floors, and so they stopped or maybe they found a woman on the stairwell, and she couldn't keep up with them, and they stopped to rest for just a minute. The best thing they ever did, because all the rest of the floors were demolished, and that one floor, the explosives didn't go off on, and they survived about the third floor down. The floors above them, everything was vaporized, even the bodies. The bodies of over 1,000 people were vaporized. Do you honestly think that that happened with a pancake collapse of the buildings, as we've been told? If it had been a pancake collapse, the bodies would have been crushed, but they wouldn't have been vaporized. And the same thing, the massive clouds of dust you saw was the vaporized cement. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it over and over again, people will believe. And that's why there's so many people who believe the official government line that it was just a pancake collapse. The fires caused those buildings to come down. Well, there's been terrible fires in other steel-reinforced buildings, and none of them ever collapsed that way. But that, those Twin Towers did, and the other structures there in the World Trade Center did. Why would they collapse different than other buildings? Well, they were built differently. They've got all sorts of excuses, but it's all a lie. They killed those people because they needed an excuse to go into Afghanistan. And this was going to be the excuse that was needed. And because they control the media and they control our reality, they convinced the American people that the buildings came down because they'd been hit by planes. There's no question in my mind that they were hit by planes. But the question that I have is certainly, why did the buildings collapse the way that they did? Actually, the fires were almost out. And in a couple of the buildings, most of the fuel exploded on contact. You remember seeing the pictures of the when the plane hit the South Tower. It hits almost to one side, and you see this tremendous fireball. That's the fuel burning up. And so things that a regular fire would not burn fast enough to melt steel. You can actually see some pictures. You watch very carefully. People actually on the floors where the fires were smoking, they're standing in the openings there, waiting for help to come. But help wasn't coming. They were simply going to be killed because they needed an excuse to go to war to kill a couple of million people over in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we've lost, I think, 1,800 men in Afghanistan. And where we have today with the Afghan troops and the contractors, over 550,000 people, or almost 550,000 people, fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Does that really make sense to you? Well, there are a couple of thousand Taliban over there in Pakistan that are coming into the country. Well, fine, then let's go ahead and attack Pakistan if that's what it's all about. And it's not. It's a great diversion. It's part of the planned program of bankrupting America. And they really do intend to bankrupt America and destroy the savings of the American people and enslave them. And we're moving towards this situation right now. And Chris, how would you justify martial law across America? Well, that's what, of course, what the revolutionary movement is that's underway today. And this is, I mean, you don't get people out all across America, tens of thousands of them, day after day. They're being paid. I mean, there's reports that many of these people are being paid $300 or $400 a week to go out and demonstrate, and they just love to demonstrate. A lot of them don't have regular jobs. If they lost their jobs, they need the money, and of course they are part and parcel of the sort of hippie generation. Now there are a lot of people out who've got very real complaints. They've lost their jobs. They're desperate for funds. They see the inequality of what's going on. They know that the great corporations are sitting on several $1 trillion. They know that many of our companies are making obscene profits overseas. I have nothing against profits, but when they're allowed to produce their products overseas, American corporations, and then bring them into this country to undercut their competitors without paying any taxes, well, here in America, they're paying these salaries, maybe $17 an hour and $12, $14 in benefits. Brings the overall salary to, what, $25, $30 an hour. And they're competing against people who are working for $1, $1.50 an hour over in China. And that's with salaries going up. You know, before that, the salaries were even lower. But certainly our workers could not compete, and they would not be able to compete if we had tariffs. But, of course, they can't compete without the tariffs because they are producing the goods very, very cheaply overseas and being able to bring them over on these massive cargo ships with no tariff at all. Why, of course, it keeps the price lower than they can produce things here in this country. Some companies are actually returning to the United States simply because with the transportation and the rising costs over there in China, why it will be cheaper to produce things here in America. And we actually can produce things far more cheaply than other countries can. But, of course, it's the salaries and the benefits that they have to pay here compared with the lack of benefits required in other countries and the pensions and the Social Security. And so, basically, it is all part of a planned program by the globalists to shift American jobs, American manufacturing, American factories, and ultimately America's wealth to other nations, to raise living standards in other nations and to lower the living standards here. And that is the plan. We are going to be moving into a period of permanent poverty and austerity in America. That's exactly what they intend to do. And you can listen to what people like Richard Haas has written in Foreign Affairs magazine, November, December of last year, that Mortimer Zahn, because Richard Haas is the president of the CFR, a member of the Trilateral Commission, and Mortimer Zuckerman, certainly the senior editor of U.S. News and World Report, member of the Trilateral Commission. His last article, the last issue of U.S. News, and I believe it was December 10th of last year. You can get it on the internet, but read what he has to say about the coming period of austerity and lower living standards for the American people. Is that what you really want for yourself and your children? Understand there is a cabal of evil. And these people, of course, in the Trilateral Commission have dedicated themselves to this idea of the one world government. And if you look at their logo and you see it's three curved arrows joined together in the middle by an upside down broken cross, are those three curved arrows, if you look at them carefully, it's 666. They understand the importance of numerology. They understand the significance of the number of the beast. They understand the book of Revelation. They believe the book of Revelation. But they believe that their God is stronger than the God of the Bible. And because it's their belief are based upon the Gnostic belief that there are two gods. One is the inferior God, Yahweh, who created the heaven and the earth. The other is the superior God, Lucifer, who gives us total freedom and lets us do whatever we want to. In fact, we are, he tells you the secret, you are God. And that was what was the serpent told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. You are God, and you shall never die. And, of course, that is the belief. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, you go up on the internet and go to the Encyclopedia Britannica, 1966, and look up Gnosticism, and they will tell you of this Gnostic belief, and that was the basis, of course, of the beliefs of the Templars, and the Rosicrucians, and the Illuminists of modern-day Masonry, the belief of the New Age today. Of course, you can trace this back, this belief of the Zoroastrians, the Manichaeans. Of course, this was the secret of the mystery religions and the secret societies of antiquity. It is the idea of the two gods. And you can tap into this wonderful and mysterious power that is offered to you, a free gift from Lucifer. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the power is there, but you don't want to tap into it. Certainly, J.P. Morgan did. He was deeply involved in astrology. And before did, he was involved in spiritualism and theosophy. Andrew Carnegie was involved in this. You'll find that the Rockefellers, certain of them, are involved in the occult, as the Rothschilds and the Mellons. And all of these people of great wealth have tapped into this other power. this power. Of course, it has given them the great wealth, and the power is there, and the supernatural power, but you don't want to tap into it because, of course, eternity is a long time. And we are all looking at eternity, and you certainly want to be on the side of the God of the Bible, because the longer I live, the more convinced I am the Bible and the biblical story is true. And we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number is 877-254-7524. We have nothing prepared this morning, so we'd love to hear from you. 877-254-7524. This is Talk Radio, and, well, we need someone to talk to. But things are going to get progressively worse from here on out. Now, we're told, oh, they're going to come up with a solution over in Europe. They're going to, of course, solve the problems of Europe by borrowing more money or creating more money. Ladies and gentlemen, it isn't going to work. They know it's not going to work. But they're on a time schedule. And for some reason, they want to put off the time. Maybe it's until the year 2012, the time when the Mayan calendar ends, or when many Jewish scholars hundreds of years ago said Messiah will be coming. But they're waiting. It's not out of time. We'll be back in a moment here at the Genesis Communication Network. Give us a call.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our regularly scheduled guest is not here, so it's up to you to call in if you have a question, comment, because Sydney, we are sort of in an intermediate stage now of Sydney. We're still losing jobs on a daily basis. Basically, more and more of our major corporations are shutting down here in California. Why a number of the gigantic Lowe's hardware stores are shutting down simply because they're not making enough money. And Sydney, we have about 29 million Americans either unemployed, underemployed, or simply given up looking for work. Those figures come from Robert Samuelson. I don't want to see them. I will get them for you. But, I mean, the idea that we have a 9.2% unemployment, is simply, that's what the U2 unemployment is. Even if you get into the U6 unemployment, they'll admit it's over 16%. Now, the difference is because the U6 unemployment takes into account that the people who have given up looking for work and the people who are underemployed. That was the sort of figures that they used to use, but the figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they employ them in the government to deceive the American people, and they keep changing the definition of inflation. They keep changing the definition of unemployment so that you can't compare the old figures with the new ones. But according to Robert Samuelson, while we have about 14 million people unemployed in America today, and that would be, we figured that we have about 130 million people who work in this country, and we have a 9.2% unemployment. Well, the figure Robert Samuelson uses is 14 million people who are unemployed, 9 million who are underemployed. In other words, they simply working part-time or having to work part-time jobs a couple of times. But, of course, they're not making it. They're just making a very minimum wage, whereas they were making, a very livable wage before that. But it's pretty hard to live on the minimum wage. And then, of course, those about 6 million, according to him, who just given up looking for work, and that comes to about 28 to 29 million Americans. And those people are really having a pretty tough time of it. However, we are continuing to offer food stamps. We are continuing to offer them unemployment benefits. So they're getting by reasonably, not having the massive demonstrations in the United States are having increases because, we don't have food lines. We simply mail people a check every month for their unemployment benefits, and we give them a card so they can buy products that they're at the store. So we don't have the food lines. We just have the Visa, MasterCard, or whatever they give to the people who have receiving food stamps. They don't get the stamps. They get a card so they can buy food. But remember, the federal government, for every dollar it spends, $1.42 or $0.43 of every dollar the federal government spends today has to be borrowed. They're not getting enough money in from taxation. We have taking in about $2.2 trillion a year. That's what we took in this last year. Whereas the government spent about $3.5 trillion, basically almost $1.3 trillion more than it took in. How long can you continue spending more than you're going to take in? Well, as long as you can continue to print the money. But as you continue to print the money, you inflate the money supply. And, of course, this leads to inflation and the real inflation rate. And right now, according to Bob Chapman and John Williams at Chatham Statistics, is well over 11%. So, and it's probably going to be up to 13-14% by the end of this year, 20% by next year. And what they're doing is, with inflation rate of 14-15%, they're stealing 14-15% of everything you spent your life working for, everything you've been able to amass through the years. And when it gets to 20%, why you lose 20% a year. How many years does it take before everything you've worked for and saved for your retirement is gone? And that's exactly what they're going to do. Inflation is an invisible tax. They know exactly what they're doing, but they can't let the American people know what they're doing because they'd be up in arms. They'd be like the people over in Europe who are demonstrating in Greece, in Portugal, in Spain, in Italy. You're not hearing about all the massive demonstrations over there, but the people are up in arms because of what's going on. I mean, they've been promised all of these things. They feel that they're entitled to it, but the thing is that socialism doesn't work. Government doesn't have sufficient money. Socialism discourages individual initiative. Here in America, at least, we have many remnants of the free enterprise system. Certainly, we have probably far more socialism in America than they ever had in Russia, with guaranteed incomes and unemployment benefits and retirement benefits and health care benefits and 43 cents out of every dollar we spend has to be borrowed. And pretty soon the whole house of cards is coming down. Is it a year from now? Is it 2 years from now? Is it going to be next month? I don't know. But it's very obvious it's all going to come down, what they're doing over in Europe. Of course, it was simply putting off the day of reckoning, and they're creating all sorts of money to bail Greece out. Now, basically, what they should do is let Greece go into default and bring down the big banks. But you see, the big banks are in on this. I mean, the big banks, the six major banks in the United States, all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. They are all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all part of this movement to destroy contemporary society and take us into the one world government. But they can't let the public know that. And basically, what we should do is let the banks go bankrupt. People are going to lose their money that way. But you either lose it to inflation or you lose whatever you have in these major banks, and then which is why you should know the background of your banks and know which ones you can certainly are not head over heels in debt with certainly all sorts of loans that are never going to be repaid. But our banks are having very real problems, the derivatives that they're holding. When those things, countries throughout the world begin to go into default and they've got to pay all those derivatives, they're going to destroy the holdings of our banks. They're going to destroy the savings of our people, those people who are foolish enough to have their money tied to anything related to the dollar. And I'm talking about pensions. I'm talking about insurance policies. I'm talking about annuities. Hey, out there, this is Talk Radio. We'll hear from you. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back here. Our telephone number is the last segment of the program, 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. And who do we have calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan?
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, this is James in Fort Collins. I just had a couple of comments I'll give you you've talked about. And I just want to also tell you, I listen to your show every day. It's just part of my morning routine, and it's a joy to hear you every day. But during the break, they had the news at the top of the hour. They were talking about Herman Cain, and they were talking about his economic plan. And the title of his economic plan is 999. Now, you were talking a little bit about numerology, and I thought it was quite funny that he picks these numbers, which are very strong in numerology. And if you turn them upside down, they're 666. But I just thought it was very telling that you brought that up, and that's the title of his economic program. But I figure I just and one other thing was they talk about the austerity and how they're definitely gonna crack down on us and everything, and you have all these protesters and stuff. But you never hear any of the politicians except maybe for Jim Webb, Kucinich, and Ron Paul. You never hear any of these politicians, from the president all the way down. The biggest thing that's putting us into poverty is these wars. And you mentioned it before, and we all know what's going on. But it's telling how none of the news channels do any stories opposing the war and bringing up the fact that it is these wars that have brought us to our knees economically. And I'll just let you go, and I love listening to you. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, and I agree with everything you're saying. And basically, Joseph Stiglitz, who's an economist, has said that he thinks this war over there is going to cost us at least $3 trillion in direct costs, and certainly taking care of the veterans afterwards, $3 trillion. So remember, it took America 200 years to amass $1 trillion in debt. That's from 1787 until 1980, $1 trillion, and then why, of course, Ronald Reagan accumulated another $2.7 trillion in debt, but now we're up to over $14 trillion in debt, and with certainly our obligations for taking care of the veterans, we're talking about a couple of trillion dollars, but we've already put in, I think, probably between $1 and $2 trillion over in Afghanistan and Iraq, and basically juggle the figures out around to confuse us. But this is done to intentionally destroy our economy. Basically, of course, if you have this amount of debt, imagine what happens if you have to raise the interest rate to 10% to raise the money to keep going. Well, then you're talking about, what, with 14 at 10%, you'd be talking about $1.4 trillion a year just to pay interest on the debt. And pretty soon, all the money that comes in from taxation pays interest on the debt. And this is what destroys nations. And this is what's destroying our states. This is what's destroying many of our municipalities. Many of our municipalities are bankrupt. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, just went into a receivership here within the last couple of weeks, and more of our cities and municipalities are going into bankruptcy because they just don't have sufficient funds. Basically, of course, they made tremendous promises to pay off pensions because, of course, the unions, municipal employee unions, have raised funds to give to the politicians to get elected, to give the unions higher retirement benefits. But the average person working for a government in one form or another is making twice what the average individual who's actually employed in industry is making. The average individual, I think the figure was about $60,000 compared with $120,000. I'm talking about now with benefits and pensions and permanent health care that the union, the government union employees are getting. And it just isn't enough money out there. And so more and more of our municipalities are going bankrupt. And with that, of course, these people will lose their retirement benefits. And of course, you're going to begin to see the whole infrastructure of our society beginning to crumble. And our roads will not be repaired, and certainly the other provisos, things that we expect from local government aren't going to be taken care of. And it's only a matter of time before we run out of money and the whole system goes under, and that's just what they want. They want to destroy the infrastructure of our society. You see, in a free society, why, of course, the power of government is limited. You don't have very many government employees. People are working for themselves and trying to get ahead. That's what you do in a free society. But we don't have a free society. We've accepted all of these ideas of socialism, and the whole house of cards is on the brink of destruction. You must understand what's going on. You must begin making preparations for yourself and for your family. Very difficult times lie ahead. And our call is to get informed, to inform others, help them to get prepared, to understand behind what's going on our powerful spiritual forces intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. And now it has become the home of the depraved, because our leaders are depraved and they've embraced a different religion, because they worship a different god. Well, our numbers, we're about out of time. We're not going to have time for other callers, but the one we did have, Fort Collins, was absolutely right on. And it's so rewarding for me when we have callers who do understand what's going on, who do have a grasp, and they, within their own circle of friends, are getting that information out. So we hope that you will tell others about our programs. Remember, you can listen to us 24 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, our website. We're on shortwave, we're on radio stations. You can pull us down off of satellite 9 hours a day. They're inexpensive. It's an excellent alternative means of getting certainly the information we're putting out. So we encourage you to listen to our satellite broadcast or our radio broadcast, which you can hear on the internet at www.radioliberty.com. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program here at the American Theater.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Of course, we have pretty close to 65 outlets every single week, but it's an expensive proposition to buy time on the stations. We get it as cheaply as we can, and we're very fortunate to have this wonderful radio station that, you know, that does carry us. And if you are in a position to help, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And then, of course, we hope that many of you want to get the material. We have certainly my book, Brothers of Darkness, our talk on the dark secret or the forbidden secret may come with syllabuses. Certainly, I think that our interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, going into the background of how we funded communism from its inception, and we're still funding it today. Certainly, why do you think we're transferring so much of our manufacturing to communist China? It's to build them up. I mean, why do you think after the Berlin Wall came down, that American corporations went over to put in the gas wells and the oil wells in Russia to make that country the largest producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world, to make the failed socialist system viable? We had to help them. We had to finance it, but we can't let the American people understand socialism doesn't work because we are embracing socialism here, and things are far different than they appear to be. We do have the transcript of the talk that Dr. Richard Day gave back in 1969, and he was part and parcel of this group of elitists who run the world. And as he said, you know, you probably think I'm talking about communists, but I'm not. I'm talking about this group that's much more powerful than communism. And basically, there's a lot more cooperation between the East and the West than most people recognize. And that's right. That's why we're building up the economy of China, transferring our factories and our manufacturing and our jobs there. We've already sent over 7 million of our jobs overseas. And they're not coming home again, ladies and gentlemen. They're not coming home again, and more of our factories and jobs are going to be leaving America as they intentionally impoverish this country. Well, you need to get the facts. You need to get that DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton, 1980, but very little has changed since then. Of course, how we financed the Nazis, how we financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. Well, we can't let the American people know that any more than we can let them know that we're financing the wicked terrorists over there in the Middle East, the Muslim Brotherhood that's taken over country after country after country in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world. After all, if you don't have a powerful and well-armed enemy, how can you have a war? Isn't that right? And that's why do you think that the Israelis recently released over 1,000 terrorists, many of them multiple murderers, released over 1,000 terrorists, committed multiple murders, to get one soldier back? What if you don't have have the terrorists out there where you got to have your enemies fight? I mean, Israel, the leaders of Israel have been on this. I remember 1-800-544-8927. That DVD is the best enemy money could buy. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our other interview, The World Revolution. Pray for America, but please pray for me. Our vision and our protection. Build them home. May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, The Lion, 10,000 watts, Johnstown, Denver.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m.